This is a headline about using a common food preservative as possibly being useful in fighting oral cancers?
Yes, it's very preliminary. It's a compound called nisin or nisin. It's a common food preservative used for many years, approved for use, not harmful to human beings, to treat a particular type of cancer called squamous cell cancer of the head and neck. So it accounts for about 3% of all malignancies in the United States, probably the same in Canada. So it's a common, but it's there, but you don't see it too often. So what they did, though, you have to be very careful about these kind of studies, is that this was two different methods. One was just in a cell culture dish where they added in, they took cancerous cells and they added the compound in there to watch what happened. And they found that indeed it did kill cancer cells. It prevented the cancer cells from growing, damaging the DNA, and resulting in cell death. And they used a mouse model where they injected the cells into the floor of the mouth of the mouse with this compound and without the compound, and they found that the tumors were less large. It wasn't a cure, it just slowed down the cell growth and the tumor growth. But again, this is a very long way, Steve, from taking it from a culture dish and from the floor of a mouse to the actual way that the cancer develops in a human being. So although it appears interesting, you certainly have to take many more of the extra steps. It hasn't even gone into a phase one trial, as opposed to even phase two or three. So we really don't know if this is actually going to do anything in human beings.
But I do find, when we have all these controversies over food preservatives, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Here's a food preservative that has been proven safe and used for years and years and years in food, and it doesn't seem to have an impact on human beings. And now they're saying, you know what, we might use it to fight cancer in human beings. I just found it an interesting angle.
Oh, that is very interesting, and it raises another, I know we're out of time, but it raises an interesting point that for food preservatives, you're using such a small amount anyway, that it's always the dose when you think of a potential harm. And in this case, small doses are not causing harm. And in this particular study, small doses actually destroyed the tumor, as you said.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.